Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday the 8th of January. The US Federal Reserve is in focus today with the release of the minutes of the last FOMC meeting. Investors have become a little less certain about the path of Fed easing in 2025, although that has perhaps less to do with the immediate economic outlook and more to do with the potential for political changes to the economic outlook. There have also clearly been some divisions within the Federal Reserve over the pace of policy easing of late. As a result, the nuance of the minutes perhaps assumes more significance than is normal at this stage of an easing cycle. Inflation should still decline in the States during the early part of this year, as fantasy house prices and other factors allow some moderation. The political threats to inflation are likely to happen later, if at all. That does allow the Fed some room to ease rates in the first half of the year. Fed Governor Waller is also scheduled to speak on the economic outlook today. Of related interest is the data on US consumer credit that's due to be released. There are assorted series on things like credit card data, and they don't necessarily give a consistent picture. This data series is volatile, and the range of forecasts in the consensus is very wide. Overall, the consumer credit burden does not seem to be especially onerous. S&P credit card data is generally showing default and delinquency rates in line with pre-pandemic norms. Many US households also locked in mortgage interest rates at absurdly low levels. Germany is giving November retail sales and factory orders data. The retail sales numbers will almost certainly underestimate the strength of the German consumers' spending. 10 of the last 12 retail sales data releases have seen the year-on-year rate of growth revised up. German consumers are not in that bad of a place. Real income growth and no real need to increase savings rates allows for more consumer spending to take place over the course of this year. US President-elect gave a press conference yesterday and made an eclectic series of statements. The challenge for economists and for investors is working out whether any of the statements should be taken seriously or to what degree they can be taken seriously. Some, like renaming the Gulf of Mexico, which the US cannot do unilaterally, can just be ignored. Some, like the territorial ambition, are also likely to be dismissed, although bilateral relations may be challenged by some of these assertions. The issue that markets care about, the threat to aggressively tax US consumers via tariffs, is something that investors are focused on. Because other parts of the press conference are easily dismissed as rhetoric or political theatre, it's tempting to dismiss the tariff threats in a similar way as well. But investors may start to require more reassurance on this particular policy in the near future. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.